Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic week. And I hope throughout your week, you found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is our direct link to Jesus, and it allows us to build a strong and meaningful relationship with Him. When we pray, we should talk to Jesus and talk to Him like we're speaking to our best friend. He is there for us 24/7, and He does listen. In time, as our relationship with Him grows, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all our troubles and problems in our lives and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life free of worry, fear, or anxiety. For too many years, I had very little faith and no relationship with Jesus because I didn't understand any of this and I did not pray. Luckily, 14 years ago, that all changed after a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, that led me to Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about balancing faith with our daily lives. And we discussed that no matter how busy we are, it's very easy to put faith first. And when we do, we lead a much happier life without stress. On today's show, we're going to talk about when we are truly sorry. Most of us are usually very quick to say the words, "I'm sorry." Unfortunately, we say it so frequently, often without even thinking about it, because those two words come out automatically. Sometimes even without understanding what we are sorry for. Equally bad is the attempt to justify why we did or said what took place as if an excuse will matter. We're working on something and our spouse interrupts our train of thought and asks us a question. Rather than take a moment and either answer nicely or ask if we could finish what we are working on and that we will respond later, we get frustrated and scream at them with something like, "Not now, can't you see how busy I am?" Then we see the look on our spouse's face, so we quickly say, "I'm sorry," which is then followed by the excuse, "I'm just so busy with this project right now." That is not being truly sorry. And as if the excuse justifies the action, the spouse, no doubt upset, walks away and we go right back to our project. So often we say things or do things that offend and hurt others, and without any thought, we are quick to say, "I'm sorry," but without meaning, or worse yet, without attempt to not do whatever we did or said that was wrong again. And it is also like that with God. We pray for forgiveness, but often we might say in prayer, "Lord, forgive me for my sins," which is fine to say, provided we know what sins we are asking forgiveness for, and most importantly, we make a concerted effort to not make those same sins again. The words "I'm sorry" are an easy out and one that we all have become very comfortable saying, but without any meaning and sincerity, we are not truly sorry. And we might as well not even bother saying "I'm sorry" at all, because if said enough to the same people, it falls on deaf ears. In the Bible, it says, Acts chapter 8, verse 22, "Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you." This Bible verse tells us the Lord understands we will make mistakes, hurt others, and sin. But when we do and pray for forgiveness, it must be genuine and sincere from the heart and with the intent of not repeating the act. When we are truly sorry, we will be forgiven. Understanding forgiveness is another part of living life as a Christian. Thinking more about today's topic, when we are truly sorry, should have us thinking about when we apologize, are we just saying, I'm sorry, or are we truly sorry? Think for a moment of the last time we said, I'm sorry. If we can recall what happened, did we offend someone? Were they hurt? And if so, do we really know why what we said or did offended them or hurt their feelings? Maybe we dismiss the person in our minds that they are too sensitive. Perhaps it was an inappropriate joke that we thought was funny, but they did not. If that was the case, should we not make a strong effort going forward to not say things that might offend them because they are sensitive? Always reverse the act. If we were them and someone said or did what we did to us, how would we feel? It's always important to think about others, and when we do or say something that is wrong, hurtful, or offensive, simply saying I'm sorry is not enough, because we have to show them and feel it ourselves that we are truly sorry. The first song I'm going to play today is called Give It to Him. The title of our show is Let Go and Let God, and when we say give it to Him, we are in essence saying let go and let God. In the verses, we hear how many of us go about our lives without giving much thought of giving ourselves and our difficulties to God, but that we should. Then in the chorus, how we lead an easier life when we realize that we can let go and give it to Him. Please listen now to my song, Give It to Him.
Let go, give it to Him. He will not do what you want, but He will do what is right. Listen to Him, give Him your trust, for He is love, He is life. Give it to Him.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
We are talking about today's topic, when we are truly sorry. I think we can agree that when we seek genuine and sincere forgiveness, the best way is through prayer. If our actions cause us to hurt someone or offend them, and we are truly sorry, we can pray to Jesus first to ask him to forgive us, but also to seek his help in letting the person we hurt forgive us as well. Through prayer, the Lord will help us find the right words to say, words that will have a greater meaning than just saying, "I'm sorry." Moreover, through prayer, Jesus may lead us down a path, allowing us to do something nice, if not remarkable for that person, an act that will make them very happy and which will help them see and understand that we are truly sorry for whatever we did or said. If each of us learn to think a bit more about others, their needs and feelings, chances are we would say or do hurtful things a lot less. All of this can come from prayer. Dear Jesus, please help me learn to be more aware and understanding of other people's feelings to prevent me from saying or doing things that may be hurtful. A simple, short prayer such as that can go a long way if we are sincere when we say it and listen to God's voice before we say or do something that may hurt others. We can also ask Jesus to intervene and help those who continue to offend us with their words or actions to learn not to do it and to understand our feelings. There is nothing we can't accomplish through prayer. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and ask him to help us get in touch with our feelings and those we know and love. And if we are sorry for something, to teach us to be truly sorry. Understanding how we can use prayer as another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play today ties into today's theme, when we are truly sorry, because one reason we say or do things that hurt or offend others is from the influence of the devil. Remember, the devil wants nothing more than for us not to be close to the Lord. When we are mean, hurtful, and offend someone else, we are not being Christian and we are not pleasing the Lord. The song is called, "Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes." In the verses, we hear how easy it is to be tempted by the devil and how we can quickly give in because we sense great pleasure. But after we do, we often realize the mistake we have made and what damage to us, possibly others, and our relationship with God it has caused. Then in the chorus, the simple way of not giving in to those temptations. Please listen now to my song, "Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes."
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. Maybe it's true, you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. But do you know a simple way to avoid that mistake? Just follow. What's not good for you? Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Ah, ah, ah. Your choices were bad, and at times you feel strange. You have regrets, it's not hard to change. Do not dwell on your past, just choose the path that's right. Live free from sin, free from fear, and enjoy your life. Walk away from what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." Throughout the Bible, there are many references to Jesus being our shepherd. Back in the times when the Bible was written, most men were shepherds, and they could easily understand what that meant, how a good shepherd would always put the needs of their sheep before anything else. Moreover, the good shepherd would leave his flock to go off and find the one sheep who went astray and is lost to bring him home. The message in the gospel is telling us that Jesus is our shepherd and is someone we can reach out and pray to, for he is always there to guide us and protect us. The psalm for today is Psalm 118. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. This psalm tells us that we put our life and eternity in God's hands, and that we no longer are trusting in self, good works, or man-made religion. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary musical style and arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 118, "The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone."
Mercy endures forever. redeemed by the builders has become the cornerstone. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Handwriting on the Wall. A weary mother returned from the store, lugging groceries through the kitchen door. Awaiting her arrival was her 8-year-old son, anxious to relate what his younger brother had done. While I was out playing and Dad was on a call, TJ took his crayons and wrote on the wall, "It's on the new paper you just hung in the den. I told him you'd be mad at having to do it again." She let out a moan and furrowed her brow. "Where is your little brother right now?" She emptied her arms and with a purposeful stride, she marched to his closet where he had gone to hide. She called his full name as she entered his room. He trembled with fear. He knew that meant doom. For the next 10 minutes, she ranted and raved about the expensive wallpaper and how she had saved. Lamenting all the work it would take to repair, she condemned his actions and total lack of care. The more she scolded, the madder she got. Then she stomped from his room, totally distraught. She headed for the den to confirm her fears. When she saw the wall, her eyes flooded with tears. The message she read pierced her soul with a dart. It said, "I love Mommy, surrounded by a heart." Well, the wallpaper remained just as she found it, with an empty picture frame hung to surround it. A reminder to her, and indeed to all, take time to read the handwriting on the wall. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.